Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you. So send us your email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Today, we're going to have a great show. We're excited to have Masango Osong, who's been on before, and Selena Mary Opaluke. And they have brought together the work of Catholic Brain and the International Consecrated Marian Society to author two books, A Marian Consecration for Kids and A Marian Consecration for Families. And both of these beautiful books are available at EWTNRC.com. And it is good that we as a people of God set ourselves apart. We as our church family at St. Paul's at the Cathedral, we just renewed a Marian consecration as a parish, which we did, which was so beautiful. And then to set time apart for your family, for you personally, just to say, how can I deepen my journey? How can I deepen my love and my walk and my journey for holiness and for love for God more, for love for my faith more? And these are beautiful tools that are available for us to take advantage of.
Yes. It's been a joy to go through them.
Yes.
The Marian Consecration for Family, of course, 33 incredible teachings. Mm-hmm. Consecration at the end of the time. It reads wonderfully. Excellent content, understandable, great for families, religious education, dioceses. And then you've got the Marian Consecration for Kids, same teachings, mm-hmm. same 33 teachings. And it's like a comic book.
Yes.
And the characters are so well done. They're absolutely beautiful. Sister Lucia leads you through conversations with some of the people in there. It's excellent.
And then
there's a coloring book.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is wonderful and exactly what we need at this time, to heal and to empower our families, to ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to help us to understand more fully who Jesus Christ is, and to be a part of the renewal that Jesus Christ wants to bring to the Catholic Church throughout the world, the whole world. And these two have joined together, mm-hmm. Masango and Selena Mary, and they're doing a fantastic work. You're gonna wanna get on board with this. It's gonna be a blessing to you, to your children, to the church. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are excited today to have Masango Osong and Selena Mary Opaluke, and they have brought together the work of two beautiful ministries, Catholic Brain and the International Consecrated Marian Society, to author two great books, A Marian Consecration for Kids and The Marian Consecration for Families. And both of these books are available at EWTNRC.com. Well, hold on to your seats, because we're going to have a great conversation. Well, first, we want you first to tell our family a little bit about yourself. You have been on before with Catholic Brain, but Selena Mary, you are new to the show, and we're excited to have you.
I am so excited to be here.
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about your ministries, and then how the two of you met and collaborated on this great mission. Masango, why don't
Absolutely,
you go first?
And Ruth, thank you for having me again. Yeah, the second time. I appreciate having you. Well, it's been a journey with Catholic Brain. I started teaching faith formation around 2012, and I saw how my students were disengaged. They didn't like the books. It was so boring for them. They didn't like coming to the class. Then it bothered me. And I was praying and asking the Lord, how can I use my gift to create something that is better? Even my daughter came home one day and said, Daddy, religion class is the most boring class. She goes to a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I prayed about it. I sold my secular business and I started a company that creates innovative programs that is engaging and helps Catholic kids love learning and practice their Catholic faith. So that was the mission. That's a calling that I believe the Lord has asked me to do. And for the last almost 10 years now, we have been involved in creating one of the most beautiful, engaging, and innovative products for our children. We want to meet the kids where they are, and we want to give them the tools that they love to use, and while equipping the parents as well. Mm-hmm. So that's really the mission of Catholic Brain. And today we have over 150,000 kids and families using the platform.
Over 150,000,
right?
Thank
so
God.
It's been wonderful.
Mm. Well, and those are individuals, families, schools,
and parishes. Right?
And parishes, mm-hmm.
Correct.
Great.
Well, Selena Mary, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, my name is Selena Mary. International Consecrated Marian Society came into being from my personal experience. 2015, I had my personal encounter with Blessed Mother, Lady of Mediatrix of All Graces. And after that encounter, I attended a parish seminar that was hosted by Father Michael Gately, talking about consecration and divine mercy, and I was sold by it. So after that, I did my preparation starting February 20 of 2015, and March 25th, I went through my own consecration, mm-hmm. and that changed my life mm-hmm. completely. I was so transformed after that. And I was filled with the spirit that everything I think and breathe, it becomes, how can I help mm-hmm. other people feel what I'm feeling? The zeal in me, I couldn't stop talking about consecration, and I'm telling my friends and everybody. After that, then I was inspired to start the Ministry of International Consecrated Marian Society, where we can help people consecrate and teach people how to live life after consecration. Because my transformation from my head to toe, everything mm-hmm. about me changed. Mm-hmm. People around me knows something is wrong. Something has changed mm-hmm. about me. Mm-hmm. And even through that consecration, I consecrated my business and all the people in it, everything changed about the whole mm-hmm. business. The people there, if I call my office today, the first thing they're gonna say is Ave Maria. These are both Hindus, these are Protestants, and these are Catholics, mm-hmm. different parts of religious life. But they recognize the presence, the power of our Mother Mary playing, not just in my life transformation, but through the business. Okay. And they realize the presence of our Blessed Mother.
And your business was in medicine, right?
I'm in med school, mm-hmm. And all I know in my life was medicine, mm-hmm. practice medicine. But from that, our Lord decided to use me, not just to physical healing mm-hmm. but through the spiritual healing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have been doing for the last almost 10 years, beautiful. Going around the whole world, talking about teaching people consecration, how do they live after consecration, because people just consecrate. They thought, oh, it's one time thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not, it's mm-hmm. ongoing. It's every day, it's mm-hmm. every year you have to renew, mm-hmm. every month. And not just consecrating, but again, promoting the First Saturday devotion, yes. mm-hmm. which is part of getting together to empower people, mm-hmm. give you more momentum with other consecrated people to live life after consecration. Because our journey of faith is not just one mm-hmm. person. It's not selfish.
Right.
We need community mm-hmm. to grow together, to travel the journey together. So that's our mission, to help people get to your consecration and then live how to live life after consecration.
And then how did the two of you get together? Because he's doing Catholic Brain, you're doing your consecration. How did you two get together?
So it was divine. Mm-hmm. It was divine arrangement because I didn't know anything about mm-hmm. Catholic Brain. Mm-hmm. And in 2020, I went through another, I would say, upgrade to what I'm doing, that I will now start talking more about consecration in unity. How do you unite people? How do you bring families? You know, our world is broken, mm-hmm. and our families are broken. Mm-hmm. Parishes, church, the whole world is yeah. broken. So how do I bring this inspiration of getting the book for consecration for the families, and more especially our children. How do I get the children involved, consecrating them early, because we are losing them in the Catholic faith once they get to their teenage life or adult life. We start losing them from our faith. How can we start that? And I have the vision of these children doing the video animations for 33 days, because you know you catch children by what they see and getting involved. I look at my grandkids, they're all watching cartoons, mm-hmm. and they're all memorizing color and everything. How can we get them to be part of this animation and bring mother to them? Because mm-hmm. if we can get mother in the family and get the children as early as we can, it's possible that we are not going to lose them when they get to the teenage age, because our mother is a mother. She knows how to bring her children to herself and overall to her son, Jesus Christ, which I can be a testimony for that, because I know since I know mother, I love her. Now my relationship with our Lord has grown tremendously than what I used to know.
So how did you hear about Selena Mary and the work that she was doing with consecration? I'm still not getting how you connected.
I think we met at the Catholic marketing trade show.
Okay.
Yeah, so I get it. So what happened a week before the show of marketing network, my friend Namen called me and said, are you going for the show? I said, what show? She told me. I'm like, it's a week? Okay, I will go. So I bought my ticket within a week and I got there. Wow. And I'm going around looking what they had, different vendors. And I ran into him. And what I saw blew my mind. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is what I've been looking for. And I quickly say, you know what? I have a dream of what you're doing. How can we do together? Say, okay, we'll talk about it after the show. So, and that's how everything started. And that's how I met him.
What was she saying that so attracted her to Catholic Brain?
Yeah, I mean, she saw the videos, our animation, and she came to me and like, I want to do this video for her. She was all about Mother Mary, right? And I have to admit, I've never been a Marian person per se. I pray the rosary every day, but I'm more of a Jesus person. So she came with me all these Marian story about Mary. I didn't believe her, but I'm like, at first I was like, oh, this lady is too much, right? But I went back home and I had this dream, true story. Mm-hmm. I was driving a boat in the sea with my family and we're about to sink. And then Mother Mary appears and she saves us. Mm-hmm. Woke up in the morning, I tell my wife this story, this Selena Mary lady, she's something. So that's what really inspired me. Mm-hmm. Her story, and then this dream, and then with what we're doing, what Catholic Brain, we're all about kids and families. Mm-hmm. So I saw the connection, right? This is, so we, I just called her, I said, well, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And it's been over, I think, a year now.
We met in 2022.
Right.
Mm-hmm. June 2022.
So the materials are absolutely phenomenal.
They're excellent.
I mean, they really are. It's just been a joy to read the book, the 33 teachings that you have, Marian Consecration for Families, 33-day consecration to Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Each chapter, 33 chapters, well-written, understandable, very moving. And I was reading, I'm saying, why am I enjoying this so much? And why am I getting it? So I think whoever wrote this, how you combined on this, I don't think it's just the writing, though. Like, I think Our Lady's really doing something.
You're
like, when you read it,
it's
so simple, yet it's profound. It's there. Recommend it totally. And then you've got the Marian Consecration for Kids, which really, these are really attached, right? Because it's all the same teachings. Mm-hmm. You got the cartoons. Were you involved with part of it?
Yes, we developed.
The characters are so drawing, beautiful there. Introduce us to some of the characters that are in here.
Yes, that's Sister Lucia. She's a nun that introduces the kids to the whole Marian Consecration. Then we have Francisco and Jacinta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The two little kids. So you kind of have a fellowship with them. And
right.
She's teaching them and you're learning as she does that. Mm-hmm. It's just incredibly beautiful. And then you've got videos, right?
Animation.
Now, I didn't... DVDs. Explain to us how it works.
We have them on the website. Okay. So when you buy the books, you get access to our app. On the app, you can watch all the videos and do the prayers. There's 33 videos, short videos, 2-3 minutes long. it goes with the book, right? Mm-hmm. Very good for kids, good quality illustrations, animation, good voiceover. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is beautiful.
And kids will love it.
And then the coloring book. So for each consecration, for every act,
for every day,
they'll have a coloring thing, which is so beautiful for the children, then to create and to learn yet again in another way, which is so, and then it goes on the refrigerator, you're like, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
The marrying consecration for the kids in the book that you did, because when we first started the comic book, when we became Christians, we were like straight from the street. Like I didn't have a Bible. I didn't own a Bible. And someone gave us a comic book just like that. And it was all about the gospel. It was the gospel.
Accurate rendition of the gospel. The words were there, but they were also Jesus and Mary.
And that's how we learned. Yeah. Now, we have
simple.
More Bibles in our house than we know what to do with. But it was a comic book that got into the child that was inside of me, mm-hmm. as a grown woman, lost as the day is long, that needed Jesus and needed salvation. It was a comic book version that mm-hmm. saved my soul. Mm-hmm. And so now he has his Masters of Divinity and we have all of these books and everything else. But you got to start somewhere, right? And for the child, and even for the family, and even for adults, right? Mm-hmm. It's a way that we now can see differently. Hopefully that we're going to hear differently. As you said, I wasn't such a Marian man. We get to see it. She represents herself to us in a new way, our Blessed Mother, and then makes you hungry. And it's like, this is beautiful. I want more of our Blessed Mother. I want more of Jesus. I want more, more, more.
And it's like addiction. Once you are, mm-hmm. once you go into understanding who Mother is, mm-hmm. is like the more you know her, the more you hunger to know her, and the more you do that, the more she's pushing you mm-hmm. to her son, mm-hmm. the more you fall in love, because you can't really love what you don't know.
Right.
The more you know and understand how, I call her a powerhouse,
mm-hmm.
the more you understand that powerhouse, mm-hmm. the more enriched and happy you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you can't do this by yourself.
Right.
You need to give somebody else mm-hmm. the same feeling so they can love you.
Right.
You know, the best thing that I love, you already said it, but I wanted to point out on the Marian consecration for families, on each prayer there's a coloring book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's bringing the family mm-hmm. unity back mm-hmm. together, because we are all busy, fall mm-hmm. apart.
We want to hear more.
Yes.
We're going to hold you over for the final segment. You can continue this part of your sharing. And so we'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. It's Marian Consecration, the Consecrated Marian Society. Two books, Marian Consecration for Kids, Marian Consecration for Families, EWTNRC.com. You can't exaggerate how beautiful these materials are, the DVDs, all of it going together, learning through the eyes and learning through excellent teaching. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're having a wonderful conversation with Selena Mary and Masango Osong. So before we went to break, we were talking about the unity and the family and what the Marian consecration will do for our family. So tell us a little bit more about that.
So with consecration, you know, Mary is a mother, and to bring her back in our families, it will help us bring back the brokenness mm-hmm. in our families and relationships. And by doing that together is a project mm-hmm. for the family to do together, and the children and the parents will have opportunity to actually work together. Because each day there's a prayer and then there's a drawing, mm-hmm. coloring book. As they're coloring it, the parent is now educating more mm-hmm. of what they just read mm-hmm. in drawing. And which help them by so doing it and seeing it can help them understand much better.
Mm-hmm.
and understand visual is much.
And to do an activity together. I mean, we're all so separated, right? I mean, he's in his room, she's in her room, mama's doing this. I mean, and it's very limited what we're doing together as a family these days.
Right. And that will help them after that to start praying together.
Yes.
And start making time together to pray. And we always advise them make an altar, and that's a prayer point for every family. Mm-hmm. Every time, make a time and pray together in that altar.
Yeah.
And after consecration, that becomes a part of the family, ongoing, so it's not broken immediately. So
it's a great answer to hope and healing, for sure.
Right. Wow.
So what do you have coming up? You said you have something coming up, a gathering?
Yes, we have, Jim, we have November 21st, going to 23rd, we have our fourth One Mother, One Family, because we are a one family.
I love that.
And we have one mother. And because of brokenness and division that goes around, we are kind of separated. So this retreat and conference is trying to bring all Marian societies together and pray in one voice and see that when we gather together and pray together, there's force in us that we can use to start fighting together this spiritual warfare, whether we believe it or not, is there.
Yeah.
And Marian societies used to be the strong pillar for Mother Mary in the old days when they have all kinds of confraternity. Now we want to bring that back so that we can gather together and start praying. And we'll have Father Chris Allah. It's going to be our keynote speaker that day.
And where is it going to be?
It's going to be in Tampa at Help of Christian. And all the information is on the mariansociety.org.
Right.
And they can get all that information and register. Yeah. It's full in full because we have like 500. And we're inviting all Marian societies, anybody that is true lover for mother, anybody that want to bring a change. It takes you and me to bring this change that we are waiting and looking forward to work together for her Immaculate Heart to triumph.
Yes.
That's her message in Fatima, that at the end, my Immaculate Heart to triumph. And it will take us to make it happen by praying together, working together, collaborating together, remembering that she is our mother.
Right.
And we're all one family.
For a time such as this, right? I mean, look where we are in the world.
Masanga, we have just about a minute left. Just what do you want to share about the importance of what you are offering together in terms of the learning possibilities for those who are hearing us?
I think we've created something that is unique for the family as far as consecration. No, nobody has this style of, you know, Marian consecration for kids and family. I believe this might be one of the first books out there. It's good quality. The illustration is amazing.
Yes.
The videos are great. So if the people go on the website, mariansociety.org, you'll be able to buy the books. And once you get the books, you have access to the app, which gives you access to all the videos. So it's really an amazing product.
Thank you.
And we want it in as faith formations, classes, schools, Catholic schools, parishes, diocese. Actually, we're doing that all over the world, helping them consecrate.
Unpack this more fully for us tomorrow. We're so glad you will be back with us. It's Marian Consecration for Kids and Marian Consecration for Families, EWTNRC.com. God bless you. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.